Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
This was the only upset, at least according to the point spreads, of the weekend. Obviously, two very evenly matched teams, we thought. But Buffalo really put it on the Bills, Rob. And now
you mean Cincinnati put it on the Bills?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Cincinnati put it on the Bills. The score was 27-10, and at times it didn't even feel that close.
It really didn't, Chris.
Rob, every time Cincinnati touched the ball, it looked like they were getting 10 to 12 yards. They just ran all over the Bills. And I know you got something to say about Buffalo.
Chris, I love Buffalo wings. I love it with the sauce. And
they
famous.
Did originate in Buffalo.
Yes,
right?
They did. Yes, they did. Buffalo wings are some of the best things you could ever eat. But the Buffalo Bills are frauds. Chris, with a capital F. This is the same team that started the season scoring 72 points. They demolished the defending champion Rams. You remember that in L.A.?
Yep.
And then dropped like a 45-piece the next game.
41 on Tennessee.
41 on Tennessee that also made the playoffs. And here we are. They're at home again.
Tennessee didn't make. They came. You mean last year?
Last year, right?
And was in the hunt this year until the last game.
Right. Chris, they weren't supposed to be here. Let's just be honest. They were supposed to be going to the AFC Championship with a chance to win a Super Bowl. That's all we talked about with Buffalo. And they got off to a start that we were like, who's going to stop them? You remember that talk?
No, you can't stop them.
They got all the weapons. Josh Allen is a machine, is a monster. And they got 10 points at home in the snow with a leaky offensive line by the Bengals? How?
Supposed to be leaky. They didn't make it leak.
Exactly. And, Chris, we already know the history of the Buffalo Bills. With Marv Levy as coach, and they went to four straight Super Bowls, and they lost all four. The first one, if you remember, the Giants won on a missed field goal.
Right.
By Scott Norwood, right? A missed field goal. And then the other ones, if I remember, they got blown out. Like, they were, like, bad. But they went to four straight Super Bowls. and they have nothing to show for it. And here we go, Buffalo Bills 2.0. Ain't no way you could just act like nothing had happened and let's just bring the same. Let's get the band back together, Chris, for next year. We'll be good. Ain't no way you could look at that team and think that. Something is stinky in the kitchen. I don't know if a mouse is caught behind the stove or something. Something is stinky. And I'm not eating those wings from Buffalo.
Well, Rob, some of the before I get to my point, the 90s, 93, this was their last one they got to. They lost 30-13 to Dallas. The year before that, they lost 52-17 to Dallas. And the year before that, 37-24 to Washington.
Right. And the one they lost
and
was what?
They lost to 16-13? The Giants
20-19. Yeah. Scott Norwood missed a makeable field goal, Chris. You know, I watched that game. You want to know where I watched it? I was in the hotel in Oakland, California on a Knicks road trip. And John Cirillo, the PR guy, former for the Knicks, Mr. C, had all the writers, had a big TV, wings, food, Chris, or whatever for us to watch the game. Wow. And we watched it in a hotel in Oakland.
Yeah, I remember that. Rob, a disappointing season for Buffalo. I mean, regular season was great, 13-3, but disappointing way it ended. And I think, Rob, they're going to have to look in the mirror and say, man, we got beat up. They got beat up. That's what stunned me. I mean, we know how good Burrow is. We know their receiving core. But Cincinnati was not supposed to dominate Buffalo.
Right. They could beat them, Chris. Right? Like you could win that game and you'd be like, man, Cincinnati. No, they dominated.
Right. And Rob, at the line, that's where it was. Look, Burrow outplayed Allen. Allen was not great. I don't think he was horrible. He just didn't do much. He didn't produce. He wasn't special, and they needed him to be special. But the game, to me, was won in two places. One was on the line of scrimmage. Rob, Cincinnati's not a top run game. They ran for 172 yards. 172 yards. Buffalo ran for 63. It's hard to win a football game when there's that type of rushing disparity. So, and then Josh Allen, Rob, was pressured 17 times. Joe Burrow was pressured 8 times. So, Allen was pressured twice as much. So, that's the first place the game was lost, at the line of scrimmage, which obviously dictates so many outcomes. And then the second place, Rob, and I like Sean McDermott. He's gotten them. Rob, they hadn't been to the playoffs in almost 20 years when he went there. And they've been there 5 of the last 6 years. But, Rob, he was out-coached severely, and he and his staff yesterday. I mean, they couldn't solve Cincinnati's pass rush, whether it was blitzes or whatever. They couldn't solve it. And then on the other side of the ball, Cincinnati, Rob, the first touchdown, Ja'Marr Chase, there was nobody within 15 yards of him when he caught the ball, and he ran it into the end zone. And then Hayden Hurst wide open for the second touchdown. And that was really the game because Buffalo only scored 10 points. So 14 was all they needed, but they were wide open. Buffalo did not look prepared. And I think Sean McDermott's a good coach, Rob, but yesterday has to scare you.
Chris, sometimes, and you're right, he is a good coach. But some coaches just might not be able to get you to where you want to go. And sometimes you have to – it's a hard pill to swallow. And you go, you know what? This guy's good, but he ain't good enough.
Right. Remember Marty Schottenheimer?
Yes. Marty Schottenheimer used to win 12, 13 games every year, Chris.
Yep.
And he got fired after winning 14 games in a season. That because they lost in the playoffs. And it was like, we've seen this movie. Marty Schottenheimer can't win you the big game.
Yep.
And at some point, I mean, look at Andy Reid's record, Chris. He got fired in Philadelphia. Went to the NFC Championship game 4 years in a row.
Yep.
Went to the Super Bowl. Couldn't win. Thank you, Andy Reid. We appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks.
Yep.
Andy Reid's record in Philly, Chris, is better than McDermott, and he got fired. Right. After a while, you have to look and say, and then, of course, Philly won a championship.
Right. And who knows?
And might win another one. I'll get to the final. I'll get to the championship.
Yep. Nah, you're right. It's a tough one. I tell you what, and I know we talked about this guy last week being overrated, and he is because he's rated so highly. He's overrated.
It doesn't mean that we think he's a bum.
Right,
That's not what we said.
And I might put a call into Sean Payton if I'm Buffalo. I'm serious. Because you don't know when. I mean, I think, you know, with the Mahomes, with an Allen, with the Burrow, I think guys like that, obviously, was true with Rodgers, Brady, and these guys. Your window is your prime, I believe.
Right.
I think even though Rodgers hadn't won a Super Bowl or even been to one in a decade, they're a contender every year.
Right.
This year, obviously, was different, but the window during his prime was always open. And I think that's what they have to look at it, Buffalo, and say, look, our window is with Josh, but is McDermott the guy to get us there? At the very least, Rob, at the very least, I think they need an offensive coordinator. I wasn't impressed with Ken Dorsey this year.
Chris, I know they struggled. There were some points where, and they did that the year before too, where they struggled offensively.
Right.
But they did put up some big points early on. Is it the offensive coordinator? Is it him? Or was it Josh Allen? Was it that the players didn't, you know?
Allen does need, and some of this could be Chris, on the QB coach too.
But the turnovers hurt you as well. I mean, right. I'm just saying in general, if you're the offensive coordinator, whatever plays you call, the guy's throwing the ball to the other team or fumbling the ball, right?
Right. And I think, too, Rob, like some of those third and shorts, and he's throwing deep. I mean, it's great if it works, but if it doesn't work, now you're facing fourth and two or fourth and four. You know what I mean? And that's tough. So I just think, like, what Burrow, take your pick, Burrow, Allen, whatever. Allen wins with his physical tools and gifts. Burrow wins with his mind, his savvy. His, you know, poise, making the right decisions. And Rob, Brady won with that. Montana won with that. Like, they got to get somebody, whether it's a QB coach or an offensive coordinator. And I'm sure they're telling Josh this, but somebody's got to get it through his head that he's got to become a better decision maker.
Right. Because all of your talent and all of the other stuff you have, Chris, goes out the window and can be neutralized if you turn the ball over too much.
Right.
You could be one of the best players out there, but if you're going to keep giving up the ball, as you see, and I'm not putting Dak in his class, but that deflates you. It kills you. Like that you can lose a lot of ways. Can't give up the ball like that. You just can't do it. It's
and
hard
look,
to win.
They did have some injuries. Micah Hyde was out. Tre'Davious White, he never seemed to get back Tre'Davious White to himself. I don't think he played very well this year when he did come back. Obviously, Von Miller, Rob, that was the big – I mean, that's one of the major reasons I picked him to win the Super Bowl because, you know, and then he gets hurt midway through the season.
No, that hurt. There's no doubt.
So they had some injuries, but those were on the defensive side. They still only scored 10 points offensively. So,
10 points at home, Chris, in the snow.
Yeah, they got some soul searching to do, and they got to make some moves, and we'll see. But I it's like Baltimore. Yeah, they've fallen short, but as long as you got Lamar playing well, you're a contender, and they were. And I think it's the same thing with Buffalo. But if they want to get over that hump, they got to make some moves.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.
And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, we welcome in the Hall of Famer. He was making sure we had his theme music ready. The great Rod Woodson. What's up, man?
Yo.
What's up, my brothers from another mother?
Good to rap with you as always. Let's get right to it. Rob and I were just talking about Buffalo. And I threw out there, you know, Sean McDermott has done a very good job there. You know, yeah. Rod, they hadn't made the playoffs in like 2 decades almost. And he's made it 5 of his 6 seasons. But I don't know. I wonder if, I mean, they didn't look prepared Sunday.
They got run over in their own yard in the snow.
They didn't solve Cincinnati on either side of the ball, the pass rush, or, I mean, receivers were wide open. The run game for Cincinnati was ridiculous. I'm wondering, I mean, I think they maybe should at least think about and make a call to a Sean Payton or something. They need more a better offensive mind, I think. Nah. What are your thoughts?
I don't think so. You know, two things. I think, first, they look like they couldn't play in snow, and they live in snow.
Right.
That's the first thing. I was like, wait a minute. These guys do not live in this thing? Don't they look like they were from Florida?
Yeah.
But it just looked like they couldn't – all their footing, they couldn't hold their footing, all that. I think Von Miller being out – and, you know, they got a smallish defensive line, right? They're not the biggest of guys. So not having Von in their passing game, I think, hurt them. But then not having stout interior guys hurt them, and, you know, especially in the weather like that. Weather like that, if you don't have a stout guy inside – you know, you're going to get pushed around a little bit. You know, they didn't get a lot of pressure. They didn't get a lot of pressure on Joe Burrow. So, I mean, it's, you know, it didn't seem like honestly, I could say that they probably played their worst game of the year in the most critical time of the year.
Yeah, that's a tough pill to swallow when people had high expectations of that Buffalo team. Let me ask you the other team we saw, Greg Jennings. Me and Chris got on Greg. He said that Daniel Jones was a top 10 quarterback. I think we might even ask you about it because we were like, what? What'd you make? I mean, I didn't think they got a chance to beat the Eagles. What did you make of the Eagles and the Giants' performance? Because they really weren't in that game.
I mean, the Eagles look like they're by far the best team in the National Football League right now. And I know, you know, next week, you know, they're going to be, you know, 49ers are going to have something to say about that. But, you know, they just have played great football on both sides of the ball the vast majority of the year. And I know the 49ers have won 11 in a row, 12 in a row now. I understand that. But I'm just saying the Eagles look like they're really good. So, for me, I never thought the Giants were that good of a football team. Yes, they won their football game.
I agree with you.
The ball should, you know, he should get his credit because he did change and flip the mentality of the players and that culture in his first year. But I just had never, watching them play, I just never thought that they were that good. I just thought they were winning their games. I don't think, you know, every time they played a good team, they did get blown out. And then when they played the Eagles, a very good team again, they got blew out.
Dak in Dallas, we saw that game, of course. Dak is getting the lion's share of the blame.
More turnovers, more interceptions.
And that's fair. We know everybody deserves something.
I mean, he's thrown, what, 17 interceptions in the last 14 games?
Yep.
Something like that. Yep. You know, that's a lot of interceptions, man. That's hard to overcome that. You know, even though as good as their defense is. Yeah, you know, the defense has played pretty good football. But listen, you got to give a lot of credit to the 49ers and how they played. And I give, you know, Dak is a really good quarterback. Did he have his best year? No. Is it all his fault? No. I knew they were downhill, and they still had an opportunity, right? I just knew once Pollard got hurt, I thought it was going to be a tough task for them to really come back. You know, you really don't have a number two go-to receiver outside of, you know, you look at 88, he's the go-to guy. Outside of him, I don't know if there is another go-to guy. Outside the running game, you know, I thought Dak was predetermining his throws in the game. And really the last part of the season, the last half of the season, he was predetermining his throws. And that gets him in trouble at times.
Hey, Rod, did you see the tweet by the governor of Texas making fun of the Cowboys kicker? Did you see that?
No, I did not see that.
Are you ready for this?
Wow.
I know.
He kicked well, though.
But I think
except for that first
the first
extra
block,
point.
Right, the block one. And the governor, all right, this is how bad it is. The governor, are you ready for this? I didn't even know this, Chris. Did you know that Greg Abbott said he kicks as good as Brett Maher, right? And he's in a wheelchair. The governor. He kicked,
I know that. Right?
Did you know that, Chris?
So
that
the governor kick is good.
Yes, and he can't even use his legs. He had a tree fall on him, and he's been in a wheelchair. I just thought for a governor to put that out in the public was crazy.
Yeah, I don't. I don't think. I don't think the public figures should be making fun of.
Oh, right.
You know. I mean, we can all, you know, say he should have made his kicks, and that's one thing. But to do a jest like that on social media, you know, that's very distasteful. But then I'm not surprised because he is the governor of Texas.
Right. Here we go.
Right, right. So what do you, if you're running the Cowboys, what would your priorities be in the offseason? Because obviously Jerry.
You can't fire Jerry. So other than firing Jerry, what can you get done?
You know, they got a good team. I'll get me a number two receiver, a legit number two receiver to go to. And, you know, I think defensively, I think they're good enough. I think offensively, they're good enough. You know, I think Dak is not going to do this again next year. He's not going to throw 17 interceptions in 14 games next year. He's just not going to do it. Say it again.
So what about throwing 15?
Right.
I don't think he's going to throw 15. I think he's a good player. I just think, you know, sometimes it's not your year. So I don't think it was his year. I just don't think they have to overreact. I just think you got to get another receiver. You got to get another go-to guy. If you can get a 1-2 punch in the passing game, like you have a 1-2 punch in the run game, that takes a lot of pressure off of that.
But
I think for him, he just can't predetermine. And really, what makes me a little nervous is that Kellen Moore, the coordinator, has to help him and tell him, bro, you got to predetermine your throws. Take what the defense is giving you, and let's move the ball down the field.
How about the last couple of the last two playoff games where Dak, really the offense was terrible? I can't remember. The score was kind of deceiving last year, but he had one touchdown and
right.
a pick. And this year he has another one touchdown and two picks. So he has two touchdowns and three picks in the last two postseason games. And the offense in the postseason just – And last year, Rod, you remember the Cowboys scored the most points in the league, and they had trouble.
Right. So this is my question. So Kellen Moore gets all the credit for all the wins, and then Dak gets all the credit for all the losses.
Well, that's not. Right. I don't agree with that.
You're right.
I don't
you're
agree
right.
with
that's
that.
That's how it.
So I think that has to be shared to even the offensive coordinator. So he should take up some of the blame because he is also, you know, he's helping the quarterback. He's there. He's his eyes. He's played quarterback. He should be telling him, hey, listen, I need you to see this when this is going on and help him make his decision, even though he's not making the throws for him, but make his decision and tell him not to predetermine this stuff. And if he can do that, then Dak, he's at his better version of himself than before.
So, Rob, before you go, who you picking next weekend?
49ers.
Are you?
I like the 49ers. I like the 49ers.
And
I think
how great Philly's been playing.
I know. That's
I know. I like the 49ers because their defense, even though I like Philly's defense, and they had, you know, they got 75 sacks, which is the third most, I think, ever, in even including playoffs, right? I know that. It's something about the 49ers this year and their defense. Now, even though their defense has been playing great, but I think they've been playing good enough. Now, if the Philly can run the ball against them, then I think Philly has an opportunity to do that, but I don't. It's going to be hard running against these dudes.
What about the AFC?
AFC, man, that's a tough one. But I'm going to go with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Wow, Cincinnati.
No,
San Francisco.
I just changed my mind. Psych. I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Even with a gimpy leg.
Even with a gimpy leg.
Okay.
All go. Right, that's the Hall of Famer. We will check him on him on those on Monday,
no doubt.
Next Monday, great stuff, man.
Appreciate
as always,
you.
Yep.
All right, now I'll talk to you, brother.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We talked a little bit about Josh Allen and the Bengals, but on the other side of the football, Joe Burrow was strong, Rob. Gaudy. The numbers aren't incredibly gaudy, but you wouldn't really expect that in a snowstorm. But he played a smart game, very, you know, mistake-free game, and obviously orchestrated the victory for his team. He was 23 for 36, 242 yards. 6.5 yards, 6.7 per average, but 2 TDs, no interception, and a passer rating over 101, Rob. So, do you think there's a lot of talk about, I mean, I do think, Rob, the three best quarterbacks in the league are Mahomes, number one in my book, and then Burrow and Allen. I think, Rob, like, in my opinion, the only thing, at least for now, written in stone is that Mahomes is the best. And I think this goes for the NBA, Rob. I think numbers 2 through 5, 6, those kind of are fluid. And they kind of vary year to year. One year, it could be Lamar. We'll see if Jalen Hurts keeps this up. Or it might be Burrow. Or it might be Allen. Like, maybe somebody else will pop in there. But where are you at on Burrow? I mean, I think if he beats Mahomes this weekend, And that would make him 4-0 against Mahomes, Rob. I do think maybe he might have to win the Super Bowl, too. Probably got to win the Super Bowl, too. I do think there'll be a number of people saying Burrow is the best quarterback in the league. So what are your thoughts on him and just where he might go this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think if he beats Mahomes, which I think they will, I just think the ankle, the defense, they just haven't lost, Chris. That team, there's something about that team. Even, you know, like,
they certainly look like the best team in the AFC on Sunday. Now, I don't know. Some people might say, well, Buffalo just didn't show up. But, Rob, they just dominated.
Right.
Now, I think, look, I've said all year long, I felt like the best team and the best couple of teams, actually, were in the AFC. But, man, San Francisco and Philadelphia are tough. So I don't know. We'll see. I don't know which conference is going to win the Super Bowl, but I do think, you know, we'll make our picks when it's time.
Right, right.
But right now, I think Cincinnati looks like the best team in the AFC.
Yeah, I agree with you. I just do. And with the injury to Mahomes, we can't ignore it.
Right.
I mean,
absolutely.
Let's just be honest.
He's not going to be 100%.
He's not.
That's for sure.
That ain't gonna heal in a week's time, Chris. It just ain't.
Right.
For him that come out of a game, you think he came out of a game because he wanted to?
I bet today, Rob, it's probably worse.
Right, right. Because that's usually what happens.
On a quick aside, I'm going to give Andy Reid credit, Rob. And I don't know what they were saying on the sideline. But it looked like he was ready to save Patrick Mahomes from himself. Even if it meant Chad Henne finishing that game. So I'll give him some credit on that. They forced him to go into the locker room and get an X-ray. He didn't want to.
You have to, because if you ruin that kid's career, Chris, and put him back out there and he was seriously in, you would never forgive yourself. Am I right? A talent like that.
Yep.
You can't play around with that. And I get it. Patrick Mahomes wants to play. He has a heart of a champion and all that. Yes, we get it. But that what you go back out there and seriously hurt yourself, now what? Got a whole career to go. People get hurt. It happens in the league.
Rob, there were some people trying to say, I don't know how many times if you watched the injury up close, that it was a dirty play, which I completely disagree with.
I didn't think it was dirty.
No.
Did you? I watched it over and over.
Not at all. I think, look, this is football. Sometimes, I'm sorry. I mean, I just think sometimes I don't know what people are expecting these guys to do. Rob, they expect these huge offensive linemen to be like ballerinas now. Like, you're not going to always be able to guide your fall. You know what I'm saying? And they just fell on, I don't know if it was Key, but it just fell on Mahomes. And it was just nothing. I mean, they both were going for the sack. They got there just after he released
the
ball.
They were doing their job, Chris.
Right.
I just don't know.
That's just ridiculous.
How are they going to stop on a dime on a play like that?
No.
You can't.
So
the long of short of this is Joe Burrow has a lot to do to be able to dethrone Mahomes at this point. Cause he has to win a Super Bowl and he hasn't won an MVP, but it would be pretty impressive if he got them back to the Super Bowl, Chris, his second and third year. Remember, he's hurt his first year, only played 8 games or whatever it was. And to be able to come back after you made it and then win a championship and then Super Bowl MVP and eventually, then you'd have to say he's 4-0 against Mahomes. He's won a championship just like Mahomes. You know, and then you got to start to look at it and he would be then you could have a conversation. But you still, Mahomes has a Super Bowl and Mahomes has an MVP. So I could have two if you know, he gets this one. So I don't think that's a real conversation, not yet. I think it's a potential.
I think some people will put it out there, but
it's not yet.
No. And like you said, look, we have to be honest. I mean, it's not just about like which quarterback won the game. That's the better quarterback. I mean, we give the quarterbacks all the credit in the world, no question. But it is truly, this is the ultimate team game. All these great quarterbacks making all this money wouldn't be a thing without their offensive linemen who get no publicity.
Chris, what did Josh Allen do wrong last year in Cincinnati? Nothing. He played great.
He was phenomenal.
He played great, and the defense couldn't get a stop.
In Kansas City.
Kansas City, I meant. Yeah.
Am I right? It was incredible. Absolutely.
You didn't go home going, that damn Josh Allen. What?
Absolutely.
He played great.
Peyton Manning won two Super Bowls. One where he was the driving force. Aaron Rodgers has won one Super Bowl.
That's right.
You going to tell me Jimmy Garoppolo's better than Aaron Rodgers?
Sorry.
Beat him in the playoffs a couple times. So, no. But there will be those that put that out there, Rob. But, no, I won't go there. But you're right. If Burrow wins, the thing about Burrow, and I think this is the one thing he certainly would have over Mahomes, is Mahomes did step into a great situation. You know, Andy Reid was there. The team was already winning 11 games going to the playoffs. Kelce was there.
There's no doubt.
Tyreek Hill.
Chris,
you know
that's
what I mean?
Fair. That's fair.
Now I think he's the best quarterback I've ever seen. I mean, he's not the GOAT. He's
but
got
the
win,
pieces
but,
were there, right.
Right, right. And Burrow, and you said it earlier when we talked to Solomon Wilcots. I mean, my goodness. Like, this is similar. This is where another similarity to Montana, Rob. Because if you remember, I mean, we look at San Francisco as this great franchise now, right? I mean, when I was a young kid, like in the 70s, they were an afterthought.
Bill Walsh is the one who turned that franchise around. Yep. Bill Walsh, Chris.
Were nothing. I mean, really, this 49ers were not a good franchise. And Montana, Rob, his first year as a full-time starter – and they hadn't made the playoffs, Rob, in almost a decade. The playoffs. And he led them to a Super Bowl. And that's where he won the Super Bowl, but that's where there's a good similarity with Burrow. Because Burrow went to the Bengals, a bad franchise at that point, hadn't made the playoffs in several years. Won, I think, two games. That's how they got the number one pick. They won two games before he got there, the season before he got there. And then, Rob, he was injured, you know, played, what, seven games, I think, his first year. And then, Rob, his first year healthy, they go to the Super Bowl and lose. So that's the one, like, he really did go somewhere and just by his sheer presence turn the franchise around. He obviously had help. They had Joe Mixon's pretty good. And
Chase.
You know, they drafted his boy Chase and all that. But that's one thing that Mahomes can't say, that he by himself just turned a perennial loser into a winner.
And, Chris, you're right. And that would be the difference once Burrow's wins. You know what I mean? Like, then you have a claim to be like right. – That's what made, and we talk about this all the time, about Michael Jordan. The Bulls franchise was bad. It. Was right, bad. Absolutely. They had nothing. They had nothing. People have no idea. The Bulls were terrible, lovable losers, Chris.
Right.
The Bulls. Chicago had all the losers. The Bulls, the Blackhawks, they were all bad teams.
White Sox. Yep. White Sox. Yep, no doubt. The Bears, I mean, they wanted an 80, and that was around Jordan.
Right.
But still, I mean, that's their only Super Bowl. And so, I love Burrow. He does, Rob, remind me a lot of Brady and Montana. I mean, I know they aren't exactly the same, but just, you know, the way he wins, I mean, smart. Obviously, the arm's good enough. He's not, you know, Josh Allen type arm, but
arm.
Right, touch, smart, poised. Rob, he's still, according to Pro Football Focus, Rob, the Bengals still, after all these improvements, and this is, you know, before the injuries, they got the 28th ranked offensive line in the league.
That's crazy, 28th. Really?
Yes. And Buffalo's got the 23rd ranked. This is all according to PFF.
I didn't realize, Chris, that they were still there.
Yeah, I mean, that's where he's similar to, you know, the quick release for Burrow. And I think, Rob, he's just a leader. And the one thing I'll say, and I did you see Stephon Diggs going off on Josh Allen during the game?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like Allen. And I don't think it's a huge deal. I don't think it'll, like, continue. You know, I think it'll be forgotten and they'll be fine next year. But I don't recall. I may have missed it. I don't recall anybody going off on, like, a Tom Brady or a Patrick Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers.
Not like that. No,
right?
No.
Or Joe Burrow.
Like, I'd have to think about that, Chris.
Yeah, we could have missed it. Maybe it happened in a game we didn't see on TV, but I don't know. That just struck me as, man, like, you don't see the elite quarterbacks right. getting yelled at like
right.
that.
Right. Brady has yelled at. We've seen
right.
that. But
he's
not.
Yelled at people.
But
right.
I've never seen a receiver run up in his face and say something.
Right. So that makes me, I mean, again, I really like Josh Allen, but that does make me wonder about the respect. I mean, they respect him, certainly. But just the leadership, do they see him as that great leader that galvanizes them?
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.